Proverbs 16, 14, and 15 says, "The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. And the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain." All Christians should want to get along with people, but it's not always possible. Romans 12, 28 says, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." And that certainly is true also for those in authority, including kings, queens, or heads of state. 1 Peter 2:17 tells us to honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. And we ought to pray for those in leadership, as Paul lays out in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3, which says, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Now those prayers should be honest and biblical. We shouldn't pray for bad things to happen to them personally or to their families, and there's really no reason to offer such prayers. When we pray for a wicked leader like Joe Biden, for example, we simply need to pray, "Lord, I put this wicked man and his satanic agenda before you and ask that you work to stop him and his agenda according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen." And this same tact should be used when it comes to what we say to others, both in private and in public, about wicked leaders. Verse 14 of our proverb says, "The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it." So you pray for that wicked leader. If you can, you vote against him, or do anything else you can to stand against his wicked agenda. That's our desire. We don't want to incur the wrath of our leaders. However, we are still under obligation to speak the truth. For that reason, I've said things about American presidents and Ohio's governors, senators, and congressmen that could get me in trouble with them, and at the very least would displease them if they ever heard it. But when a leader stands for murdering the unborn, I'm going to call them out for murder. When a leader pushes Marxism and gun control and the Sodom agenda or any other thing that the Bible says is wickedness, I'm obligated to speak out without fear of man. As Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And of course, John the Baptist rebuked Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great, for stealing his brother Philip's wife, Herodias. And that later resulted in John being beheaded. And John was right to speak the truth, even though it cost him his life. And he gained eternal glory for standing with God rather than wicked men. We've been talking about it for 2,000 years, and I believe it'll be something that will never be forgotten throughout eternity. So we hope to get along with our leaders and enjoy favor, as Proverbs 16:15 says, "And the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain." But when our earthly leaders are evil, and if we have a king, and that king is evil, we have a king, capital K, in glory, whose reign will last forever. And the saved will live eternally in the light of his countenance, and we will enjoy eternal life with his favor, with all glory, honor, and praise to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. We'll close with Jude's prayer in verses 24 and 25. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Serve King Jesus with a capital K in a way which would please him as we serve the kings with the little K.